This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Super gross.
A texture, you could literally feel the little feet on the side of my tongue. Oh, and it's like it was crushing the little, their souls, even though they're already dead.
But like, I was crushing their stomach.
I dare y'all to do it. Yay, we ate grasshoppers.
That's friend of the show, Daniela Rodriguez, eating a grasshopper on her YouTube channel with her fiance, Carlos Correa. Yeah. We're going to talk about words that mean different things to men and women. But before we do that, we got a little bit of breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news here on Sports Radio 610. An MRI has revealed that DeMarcus Cousins did in fact tear his left quad last night. This according to ESPN and Bleacher Report. This means that DeMarcus Cousins will likely miss the remainder of the playoffs for the Golden State Warriors, which means if the Houston Rockets are able to advance past the Utah Jazz, they'll basically be facing last year's Golden State Warriors instead of the team that acquired DeMarcus Cousins in the offseason.
It's not a bad thing. By any stretch, if you're a Rockets fan, it's going to give you an opportunity to face the Warriors a little more toe-to-toe. But the Warriors, the reason I keep hedging is because they're so good when they go small, too, and Draymond can just run the floor.
Good. Been the best lineup in basketball for 4 years.
What I'm saying is, like, all of a sudden, you're wishing that you could play them without Cousins, which is a good thing, but that means you're going to play them small more often, which is not necessarily a good thing.
Iguodala's getting old, man. This ain't the finals MVP Iguodala that we saw 4 seasons ago. And I know that he's been a key member of that team for 4 years, and he's still a solid player, but he ain't what he once was. So him trying to keep up with the Rockets over the course of a series, not as appealing as it is. This is a good thing for the Houston Rockets. You should be happy DeMarcus Cousins is out for the playoffs. I mean, obviously you don't wish this before it happens, but as soon as DeMarcus Cousins went down, you saw him walk into the locker room. If you're a Houston Rockets fan and you're honest with yourself, you should have immediately been saying, good.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to see the guy who dominated Clint Capela the last time these two teams met. Good. They have less depth. Good. This guy who tried to chase a ring and tried to latch on to a championship core isn't going to be able to do that, or if he does get a ring, it's not going to be because of anything he did. If you're a Rockets fan, as soon as that happened, there's one word you should be saying to yourself, and that's good.
Yeah, 100%.
I have no problem with it. You don't cheer for it, but it happened, and the Rockets' path will get easier, assuming they get past the Utah Jazz, who they'll face tomorrow in game three on TNT. Yeah, it feels like it should be game three, but it's game two. Rockets up 1-0. We just heard from our favorite couple in Houston, the Sparkle Princess and Carlos Correa. And I don't know how many disagreements they have. They had a little bit of a disagreement on the last YouTube video where they were arguing because Carlos didn't eat his grasshopper. I use arguing very loosely, but it goes without saying that a lot of couples have arguments.
Every couple does.
And a lot
Although,
of it,
you know, she's going to be the perfect fiance until, you know, after the ceremony.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with not necessarily just because natural disagreements, but because there's a lot of stuff that's lost in translation.
Mm-hmm. It's not even lost in translation. Come on, let's just call it what it is. Women say things that you want to take literally, but if you do, it's a grave mistake. It's a grave mistake.
Define grave mistake.
Well, when a woman tells you, I'm fine, what does that mean, Figgy?
She's not fine.
She ain't fine. When a woman tells you, I'm fine,
I'm cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You're about to feel the wrath. The full wrath.
What are some other words that mean different things to men and women? We got a few on the text line from the loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Splitty, a.k.a. Rappin' Duke. Would you like a massage?
How was that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
okay, I get it.
I got it. Now, it took a while for the wood to burn, but I did get that finally.
Shannon says, you can go.
Look, you can go means you better, like, either go and never come back or be ready for when you come back, all hell to break loose.
Are you going to eat that? Think tank dank threw that in there.
That means you're fat.
I'm fine. We had Misty say that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Shirley says yes and no are a couple that spring to mind immediately.
Yes and no. They do not mean yes and no all the time.
You could go to the club with your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
James says, I'm not wearing any underwear. And Kyle Sanders says, on time. My word that means completely different to men and women, and this is something from my daily experiences, mm-hmm. maybe this weekend.
Right.
Is I'm ready. When a guy says I'm ready.
He's ready.
I'm ready to walk out the door right now.
Keys are in hand.
We're out.
Yeah.
We can go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah.
When a girl says she's ready, it means she's still got 3 minutes left to do her hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's still got to see what purse she wants.
Mm-hmm.
She still doesn't know what shoes she wants to wear, but we're no longer 2 hours away from getting ready.
Right.
Ready, the definition of ready.
Keys need to be in your hand.
It's pretty
good
clear.
To go. Yeah.
Don't say you're ready if you're not ready. Ready means you're ready. Ready means I could leave right now mm-hmm. because I'm ready.
You're actually heading toward the door. When I'm ready, I'm actually moving towards the door. Here's my other favorite one. Well, just forget it. All right. Here's a formula, boys and girls. When she says, well, just forget it, or okay, just forget it, that means sit your ass down and get ready for about an hour and 45 minutes of her ripping your ass. And there's a sidebar here. Just take it. Take the hour and 45-minute ass whipping when she says, well, just forget it. Because she didn't forget it. She wants to sit you down for an hour and 45 minutes. Because if she says something and you, like, jump in and say something, add another 20 minutes. Every time you interrupt her hour and 45 minutes of ripping your ass with something, add another 20 minutes because she's going to respond to that first. So if you interrupt her after she says, well, just forget it, three times, that's another hour. That's another hour. So it's 2 hours and 45 minutes of ripping your ass.
We're talking about stuff that has meanings different between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hell of a formula there, John. It was hard to follow.
Add 20 minutes for every time you interrupt her. So just sit there and take it.
What about you can go? This has been a frequent one. You can go. You don't have to go. You don't have to go. It's okay. You don't have to go.
Oh, with her.
Yeah. You don't have to go.
Enjoy your time while you
my
can.
My girl's cool about that.
Enjoy. Sure she is.
No, my girl's cool about that.
Uh-huh.
No, she's cool. She's cool with that.
Oh, absolutely. She's cool.
But a lot of times that means
I'm sure
you
she
need
is.
To go. You need to go.
Absolutely.
You know what the biggest one is?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of girls. 713-572-4610 if the ladies want to get in. We'll open the lines up for ladies only.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to eat? I don't care. When I say I don't care, I really don't care.
Sure.
That means we could go Chinese, we could go Mexican, we could go Italian, we could go American, we could go pho, we could go sandwiches, we could go whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care. When a girl says I don't care when you ask her what
she
wants to eat.
I mean, she has an exact time,
oh
place.
Oh, my God.
Everything
or is up to you
or
it's up to you
yeah and then
when you pick something
and then you pick something and it's just a random suggestion. Well, you know, we had that last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about that place right there? Why didn't you just say that to begin with?
Yeah,
it always has different meanings. Uh-oh, you know who wants to weigh in on this?
Who?
Hot take Stacy.
Oh, she's gonna agree with us.
Hot take Stacy, go ahead.
Go ahead, you're on.
I'm saying go ahead is a perfect one, and it works so many ways. Go ahead and buy that fishing tackle. Go ahead and buy that fishing reel. Go ahead and do whatever. It can follow up with so many different things that it just really works perfectly.
You know what? Which one to me is terrifying? just terrifying. And I've, you know, obviously, you know, I've been around a little bit, so I have my ways of handling it. But the one that's still the most difficult is when she says, like, you're in a social function or in a setting somewhere, and she says, she's cute.
Oh, God. Oh, God. There is so much more to that.
Oh, my God.
There is so much more to that.
There's like nine levels to when she tells you.
There is a bullet point AK-47 coming at you. Mm-hmm. When a guy says she's cute.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
She looks good. She's cute.
Mm-hmm.
When a girl says it, oh, my God. She's cute. Her guy bought her that dress the other day.
Yeah.
Did you see?
Like I said, so many different levels. When your girl says she's cute, it means she's fishing to see what you think of her, if that's your type or whatever. It could mean she's a total bitch. You know? Right? When she says she's cute, it also could mean, like, what she, like, not only fishing what you think, but like, if you think she's cute, yeah, like she's fishing for a compliment for herself.
You know what else women do,
mm-hmm,
that I think is really funny? And I might be guilty of this every once in a while, but this is as a whole, this is like, they want you to be the bad guy,
mm-hmm,
and then they just want to co-sign it. Like, in other words, they want to ask you a leading question, and then they want you to be the one that jumps in the water and says something,
mm-hmm,
and then all of a sudden, they just got all kinds of takes on it, and they're piling on. It'll be like, did you see Susie, what she was wearing on Facebook on her latest post?
Right.
And if you just bite the hook and you just go, dude, that dress was ugly as hell, you're going to get like 35 opinions. And it's basically like, you're the one who started it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're the one that basically started. You opened this whole can of worms.
Right.
And she just wanted you to because they asked you the leading question.
Here's the other dicey one. I really don't want anything for my birthday. Good Lord, you're done. You're done. You got to come up with the idea. You got to make sure that it's not something. Or worse is Christmas. Like, we don't really need to get each other anything big. Crap.
Why the f*** you lying?
Yes.
Why
because
you always lying?
What if you don't get her anything big, but she gets you something big?
You're screwed.
You're screwed.
And you know what else? You know what else they do? And this is...
Those people?
Those... you people out there?
No, it fits in this case.
I don't even know. I don't even know what I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
Dang it. How did I forget that?
No, but look. When she says, I really don't want anything for my birthday, she wants a trip. I've figured this one out. Experience.
She wants a trip.
A weekend, a trip, a getaway. I've figured this one out. Like, when she says, I really don't want anything for my birthday, guys, if you learn nothing else today, take it from me. She wants even just a night in Galveston. All right? Because she doesn't want a new whatever, you know, dress, outfit, or whatever. When she says, I really don't want anything big, give her a weekend somewhere.
She wants a trip.
She wants a trip. Even if it's out, like going to see Blue Bonnets this time of year and spending the day in Round Top, you know, at all the antique shops and all that. Or spending a night in Galveston. Or maybe a trip to Vegas. If she says, trust me on this, okay? If you trust me for nothing else, when she says, I really don't want anything big, for my birthday, Christmas, whatever, take her on a weekend somewhere. You'll thank me later.
That's OG wisdom, John Lopez. I'm
Tell
Andrew
me
Locker.
A story, OG.
Figgy Fig right here at Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.